Well, they depend mostly on farming. Of course, since we've had some industry to come in here.
I saw that Georgia-Pacific out there.
Georgia-Pacific, and then we have this sportswear out here. And of course, a lot of them work in Warner Robins. Been up there ever since it's been established.
Mm-hmm. Okay. There's a local library.
Yeah.
And do you have like a local historical society? Do you know anything about that?
No, I don't think we have that.
Okay, and there's like public schools and...
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's see. Now, during the afternoon, you know, the hours before supper, during daylight, what would you call them? You know, like if you say, well, I might see him this... one word that you would use?
What?
Well, okay, the latter part of the day, you know, during right before supper, you know, when the sun is kind of moving around, you might say, I would see him this... I might expect to see someone in the morning, or I might expect to see him at noon, but after that you would say, I might expect to see him...
Tonight?
Mm-hmm, or... before it gets dark. I mean, do you have a special, another word for that?
Evening.
Okay, fine. Now, when the sun first appears in the morning, do you have an expression before that, for that, you know?
No, it's morning, a.m.
Mm-hmm. Or something like, let's see, I got up this morning before...
Before sun up?
Right, that's what I wanted, okay. What do you call the time of day when the sun disappears or goes down?
Sundown.
Okay. Well, if there's a big storm out and the rain then stops and the clouds are disappearing and the sun's coming out, you say the weather is...
Clearing.
Right. Okay. Now, if there's a very hard rain that doesn't last too long, do you have a word for that?
Shower.
Let's see. What do you call a shelf over a fireplace?
Mantelpiece.
Okay. What do you call the things that the logs rest on in a fireplace?
No. Shoot. I can't call it, huh?
Well, don't worry about it. We can come back to it. Let's see. What do you call small pieces of wood that you use to start a fire? You know, like the little bits that start it?
Well, some kind of call it lighter.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What do you call particularly rich pieces of wood that you cut into little pieces that start a fire?
Splinters.
Okay. Do you have any other word for that, like a particular kind of wood? I mean...
Fat lighting.
Okay, great. What do you call a place with a rod and hangers for hanging clothes? If it's movable, you know? No? Well, what if it's in clothes, like a built-in...
Closet.
Right. Okay. What do you call the overlapping boards on the outside of a house?
Weatherboard.
What do you call the covered area at the front or side of a house where chairs might be or swing?
Porch.
Okay. What do you call a small porch that doesn't have a roof? I mean, it can be without a roof.
Patio, I guess.
Okay. What do you call a small fenced area next to the barn where cows are milking? Okay. What do you call a wall or fence made of rocks or stones?